WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's partly cloudy, 81 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms possible late this afternoon or this evening. We'll have a high again around 100 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, a Red Oak woman out of prison for 3 days is back in jail after a fight with her husband over the weekend. 20-year-old Carly Jo Brown was released after serving 8 months of 2 10-year sentences for motor vehicle homicide. Two boys, aged 4 and 5, were killed, and their mother, Nina McNeese, injured in November of 2010. Investigators say a head-on collision occurred as Brown was speeding south of Red Oak, texting and passing cars in a no-passing zone. Last week, Judge James Heckerman suspended Brown's sentence and ordered supervised probation. Brown and her husband were arrested on suspicion of domestic abuse over the weekend, and a probation revocation hearing is now set for July the 30th. The judge could reinstate Brown's original prison sentence. News time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Lon from Lindemann Tractor. A lot of the producers are telling us that the harvest is going to be coming on a little bit early this year. Here at Lindemann Tractor, we've got a great selection of New Holland CR combines. We have 5 machines that are basically 2008 or newer. So if a person's thinking about moving up to the new style CR combine with a self-leveling shoe, give us a call. In addition to that, we've got a selection of New Holland TR combines, TRN 97s, 98s, and 99s, and a couple older machines in the TR 86s. So we've got a great selection for any size farmer, whether you're thinking about putting on a second machine or moving up to a larger late model used machine. We also have a 9510 John Deere and a 2188 Case IH combine. Also, New Holland has got 30 months 0% financing with qualified credit. We've got a great selection, excellent finance program, so give us a call here at Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Southwest Iowa.
Authorities in Montgomery County are investigating an incident of vandalism which resulted in $3,000 damage to agricultural equipment belonging to a Cumberland band. Donald Waters reported to the sheriff's office that sometime between July the 18th and the 24th, someone used a BB gun to shoot the cab windows out of his International 1086 tractor while the machine was parked at his grain bin site at 3172 115th Street near Grant. 2 tires on a grain conveyor were also damaged at that same location. Anyone with information about the crime is asked to contact the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers at 800-432-1001. A traffic stop on Interstate 80 eastbound near Council Bluffs Monday resulted in the discovery of 45 pounds of marijuana and the arrest of a California man. The Omaha World Herald reports a Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy arrested the unidentified 33-year-old on a possession of controlled substance with the intent to deliver charge and related offenses. The stop took place at around 1 p.m. Monday when the deputy pulled over a 2012 Toyota Camry for excessive speed. The driver was booked into the Pott County Jail and later released on $5,000 bond. A 30-year-old Iowa man has been sentenced for selling methamphetamine in Omaha. Federal prosecutors say Darrell Adams of Council Bluffs on Monday was sentenced to 121 months in prison. He'd been convicted of conspiring to sell 500 grams or more of meth. Adams must serve 5 years of supervised release after he leaves prison. Prosecutors say Adams was arrested after selling meth to a witness who was cooperating with law enforcement authorities. Prosecutors in Nebraska have charged a Pottawatomie County man with 3 counts of first-degree murder in connection with the drug-related deaths of an Omaha man and his 2 sons. The Omaha World Herald reports 34-year-old Anthony D. Davis of Council Bluffs also faces 3 counts of use of a weapon to commit a felony. Davis is the second person to be arrested in connection with the fatal shootings on July the 9th of the man and his 2 teenagers inside their Omaha home. A Council Bluffs woman, 27-year-old Tiana Clairday, was also arrested on suspicion of being an accessory to felony in connection with the shootings of 44-year-old Miguel Avalos and 16-year-old Jose Avalos, along with 18-year-old Miguel Avalos Jr. The Douglas County, Nebraska attorney told the paper he might ask for the death penalty against Davis due to aggravated circumstances. He said the shootings appear to be drug-related, but did not release any details of what happened in the home. An investigation into the incident is ongoing. Davis had previously served 10 years in prison for an incident that took place when he was just 16 years old, where he'd been charged with attempted murder for the shooting of an 18-year-old Council Bluffs man outside the man's home. He was sentenced in 2002 to 2 years in prison for witness or juror tampering. The Cass County Board of Supervisors have a full agenda for their meeting this morning here in Atlantic. That begins with a couple of tuck-pointing proposals. followed by action on awarding a tug-pointing contract to either schooner or car tug-pointing. The board will also act on an abatement of tax on properties owned by the City of Atlantic and on Iowa Negotiation Services contract for an employee handbook update and or negotiation services and human resources consulting. In other business, the supervisors will act on approving a resolution calling for a change in the interest rate on the loan for the Valley Business Park property. In addition, they'll hear a quarterly activity report from the Cass County Veterans Affairs Office and a secondary roads department update. Afterward, they're expected to take action on approving the final payment to Murphy Heavy Contracting for the bridge replacement project over Turkey Creek on 620th Street. That meeting begins at 9 a.m. The Iowa Fire Marshal's Office on Tuesday added another southwest Iowa county to the burn ban. The latest addition is Taylor County. The ban went into effect at 2 p.m. Tuesday, and Taylor County joins the neighboring counties of Page, Montgomery, and the counties in the ban. Also covered under the ban on open burning is Fremont, Mills, Montgomery, Cass, and Audubon counties. Currently, 58 out of Iowa's 99 counties are under a burn ban, which prohibits open burning during extended periods of elevated fire danger due to widespread amounts of dry natural vegetation compounded by contributing weather conditions and or outdoor activities. And while Shelby County is currently not included in a ban on open burning, emergency management officials have set the county's fire danger index in the high category. Emergency management coordinator Bob Seibert said conditions are deteriorating and the environment is conducive to the rapid spread of fire of any type. Burning of any kind in Shelby County is restricted unless approval is received from your local fire chief. Control burns, which are not reported, will result in fire department being dispatched and fires extinguished if they're determined to be unsafe. Residents should call 712-755-2124 with any questions. News time is 7:13.
Hi, this is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. A lot of the producers are telling us that the harvest is going to be coming on a little bit early this year. Here at Lindeman Tractor, we've got a great selection of New Holland CR combines. We have five machines that are basically 2008 or newer. So if a person's thinking about moving up to the new style CR combine with a self-leveling shoe, give us a call. In addition to that, we've got a selection of New Holland TR combines. TR 97s, 98s, and 99s, and a couple older machines in the TR 86s. So we've got a great selection for any size farmer, whether you're thinking about putting on a second machine or moving up to a larger late model used machine. We also have a 9510 John Deere and a 2188 Case IH combine. Also, New Holland has got 30 months 0% financing with qualified credit. We've got a great selection, excellent finance program, so give us a call here at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in southwest Iowa.
In the funeral announcements, Wayne Ray, age 80 of Greenfield, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Wayne Ray will be today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Hazel Johnson, age 97 of Exira, died Sunday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Hazel Johnson will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Connie Walter, age 65 of Exira, died Saturday at the Exira Care Center. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Connie Walter will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Dorothy Zeiger, age 86 of Audubon, died Tuesday at her home. Funeral services for Dorothy Zeiger will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. And Harry M. Rasmussen, age 94 of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Harry Rasmussen will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Ebenezer Lutheran Church west of Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. That's our news and funeral announcements for this hour, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.